Experienced Arden podcast. I'm your host, Brett Twitty, and you are listening to a new episode. On this episode of the podcast, I'm excited to share a conversation I recorded a couple months ago with two second-year students in our class of 2020, Metti Abera and Sindara Oyakola. I caught up with Metti and Sindara to talk a little bit more about their backgrounds, how they decided to pursue an MBA, what led them to Darden, and also what attracted them to leadership positions in the Darden African Business Organization. I think you're going to enjoy this conversation, so without further ado, here's my interview with Metti Abera and Sindara Oyakola. Metti, Sindara, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We're excited to be here.
All right. Well, I'm excited about this too. Metti, I should probably say, you had a podcast previously. We were talking offline before we got started. You're an old podcast pro, so to speak.
Well, pro is a very strong terminology to use in this case. But yes, I did have a podcast before Darden took over and plan on continuing to do it once I have some downtime. But yeah.
That's great. So we always start the podcast kind of at the same place. Want people to sort of hear the sort of backgrounds of the people here at Darden. So let's start with you, Metti. What is your background and, you know, what did you do before coming to Darden?
Yeah. So I'll go backwards in time. And so before I came to Darden, I kind of had like a sort of like a year off from like the formal working environment where I was back home interning for a private equity company. Back home being originally from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And so I went back home to just do kind of like a project, interned there for a few months. And before that, I was just kind of like working on different jobs. But my major job before Darden was at a healthcare startup based in Tysons Corner, Virginia, called Personalized Cancer Therapy. So I was working a lot with sort of cancer patients on stage four to help them navigate the treatment environment. I'm a biochemist by training, so naturally I joined the healthcare world, and I studied at Smith College.
Had you always thought about pursuing an MBA?
Not always. I did research majority of my undergrad, just because coming in to undergrad straight from Ethiopia, I had it in my mind that I was going to be a doctor. So I was very excited about that. So I dived into research and realized I liked the research aspect of things, but halfway into my senior year, I realized I wanted something that had more people in it and more impact that I am able to see and not like 20 years down the line. And so I just decided to join the workforce. And then from there on, I was pretty much into understanding the business world and away from the STEM world that I've known.
All right. Sindara, how about you? What's your background?
So I went to Emory University. I graduated with a degree in finance and international business from the undergrad business program. And then I worked in real estate underwriting for 3 years, first in Atlanta, and then I was working remotely in Nigeria and doing national service as well.
All right. So Darden, what ultimately led you to choose this particular business program?
So I was in Arlington, Virginia before. So it was naturally kind of like, okay, what's the closest thing that I can find here? Cause I want to stay based in the DC area, which I have a lot of family there. And so that was kind of the starting point, but, the case method was ultimately what drew me here. I get energy from interacting with people, having conversations. So first class I sat in Darden, I was like, this is it. This is where I want to be. There was no doubt.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
First class.
Yeah.
Did you come for a class visit?
I actually came for my interview. This was my very first interview. And then I snuck into a class because I couldn't get into the scheduled classes. So I used my connections to get in. So that was another point of Darden where I was like, okay, connections really help you. And so I sat in the back of the class and I saw it was a finance class, which I'd never taken finance in my life before. And it was the students were going back and forth. One is a shareholder, one is a CEO. And they just kind of naturally fell into that conversation. I was just so fascinated by how students were so free to do that and how brilliant they were, how well spoken. I was just invigorated by that environment. And then straight after that class, I went into my interview, like full of passion and fire. And I think that's what really made my personality come out right after my passion for the school.
That's a great story. It certainly validates everything that we say about the value of coming here, sitting in on a class, observing the case method. I also will say, just had a conversation, recording this in mid-February, just did an admissions conversation for the podcast. It'll be out pretty soon with my colleague, Whitney Kessner, about the interview day experience. And she was stressing the importance of sitting in on a class and doing that. It sounds like that class pivotal in your interview day.
Absolutely. And it was Whitney that interviewed me as well. So she can attest to how empowering that classroom was for me.
That's awesome. And I imagine that class looked a little bit different than some of your STEM classes previously.
Most definitely. Yeah. There was no looking down microscopes and trying to figure out what a blob was. Yeah. So definitely more engaging, which I loved.
That's great. So Sundara, what led you to Darden?
So I was looking at a couple of different options, but then when I was talking to one of my dad's friends who also lives in the Fairfax, Virginia area, he really talked about Darden and people he knew who had been here. And so I applied. And when I got in, I came for Darden Days, which is in April. And one of the second years at the time who has now graduated, she was just really warm. She had emailed me previously, connected me with a lot of people who were in the field that I was interested in interning in at the time. And like, she was so excited to see me, and it was just nice to feel that warmth. And I just felt like I would fit in here and really enjoy the community and belong to it and feel like I could make an impact in it.
So again, the power of the visit experience.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. I would 100% recommend.
Yeah. I think as we've had a lot of these conversations with current students, I think they got to sort of a universe of schools. They felt like, oh, these are all good options. And the visit was the part of the research process that really helped them figure out exactly what their life would be like there, or at least get close to that sort of from a cultural standpoint, get off the website, kind of reality test some of these things. What does community look like? What does the learning experience look like? You know, I think for many students, case method is kind of an unknown way of learning, or they haven't had a tremendous amount of experience with it. So just to be able to see that up close, particularly if you love to learn,
yeah,
great place to be.
I completely agree. I think one of the other things I would say, in addition to like this community speaking for itself through like the network of the people that you talk to, one of the first people that I ended up talking to in like my application process was this Darden alum that I'd met in a DC session. And she was particularly extremely excited about like having come from Darden, and she just like loved speaking about it. And then more than that, obviously this is, you know, a get together for all the schools. But I reached out to her after and had a few questions, and she essentially like took calls during lunch and had me call her before I went to my interview. And she was just like extremely helpful and was not kind of did not hesitate to give me her time. And so that was a really positive sort of signal for me to say, okay, this person really felt that this is a home, and she wants to give back to it. And I want to have something that is like that I'm passionate about. So that was really a driving force for me too.
Yeah, the Darden Network starts here in Charlottesville and obviously radiates out. We talk about that a lot. I mean, obviously, from an admissions standpoint, alumni are incredibly helpful to us. I mean, talking with prospective students, talking with admitted students, people who are in the throes of the sort of decision-making process. We're not necessarily the largest business school in the world, but the alumni are incredibly committed and responsive. So, Sundara, did you have some interactions with Darden alums through the process?
Not when I was initially applying, but then one of my biggest questions when I was talking to current students was, what's the alumni network like? And everybody stressed how pivotal talking to alumni was in either their decisions come to Darden or their decision in where to go for their internship over the summer as well. And so that was a big deal for me, and one of the reasons I also decided to come to Darden.
All right. So you get here, you start, your first year students. What were the early days of that first year experience like?
we're here. So I would say my experience at Darden may be slightly different from other people's experience at Darden, because I came in, I did Darden before Darden, which was extremely helpful to help me kind of get comfortable with the classroom experience. But after we got sorted into sections, immediately, like a week into it, there was a run for section representatives. And so I was like, you know what, I'm here to be a leader, like might as well start now. And so I jumped into the race and ended up getting the section representative position. And so that really shaped my first year experience, because it was not only, you know, the three, what do you call them, the three pillars of business school that I had to manage, which was the social aspect, the academic aspect, and the recruiting aspect. But there was a leadership aspect to it as well, in an environment that I was not totally familiar with, not the majority by any means. So it was a difficult, a challenging experience, but I would totally do it all over again. So it was tough. I'll sum it up in one word, but it was a great growth experience for me.
That just seems like the sort of thing that you can say now with some hindsight, you know?
Yeah. If you had asked me this last year, I would have been like, I don't know. I don't know about this. But you know, yeah, I discovered muscles that I didn't even know I had, and helped me kind of push the limits to what I thought I'm able to do. And just make a greater network. I'm more connected to my section. Each one of my section members, I feel like I have a good relationship with. And then beyond that, too, to the larger Darden network as well.
And which section is your section?
Section A, the Lions.
The Lions.
It's the best section. Yes, it is. Sindara agrees.
I do not, unfortunately. Yeah. That's section C.
Well, she's nodding, so...
So a little bit of section rivalry here. Yeah. If you're just learning about Darden, you should know that yes, there are section rivalries. A lot of this is filtered into the Darden Cup. Mm-hmm. I believe we are on the verge of the talent show is on the horizon. Yes. Always exciting. I saw some of the videos from the talent show.
They were really good.
Oh my gosh! From last year's talent show, I mean. I know that people are doing things in addition to preparing for this talent show. Yeah. So it's just a testament to your point about being able to juggle a lot and still show up, because, I mean, the level of production and, you know, coordination, it's incredible. It's fun to see people sort of channel their energy in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. It really helps you find that sense of community, and you show up, like you mm-hmm. said, you show up for your section, even if you're busy and dance practice is at 9 p.m., you show up and you do 30 minutes of dance practice, you have fun with your friends and you go. And then when you get to that stage, it's all about just letting it all out and making sure the points count for your section. So it's great.
Absolutely. So Sindara,
yes.
Your first year,
mm-hmm.
We've already established you were in a different section in METI. So what was your first year like? What was the adjustment like to Darden?
So my first year experience was much different because I already had some business background. I didn't do Darden before Darden, and I also didn't run for any section rep positions, because for me, I wanted to be involved on first year student admissions committee, and that was something that was important for me. That being said, it was tough making the adjustment with trying to figure out how to read 3 cases a day while trying to go to recruiting events, and then trying to figure out how to meet with my learning team as well. And learning team is a really big part of your first year because they provide a support system for you as you're trying to figure out questions and answers to some of the cases that we would go through. Overall, in hindsight, it was a really great experience. I don't know that I would do it over, but I'm glad that it's done. And I had a really amazing time, and I loved my section and really learned a lot from the people in it.
Well, you know, I do think that's oftentimes the highest praise you can give something that is an intense transformational experience, right? You feel better for having had that experience in your life, and you feel like you grew a lot through it.
100%.
But you're also sort of moving on to other things. It strikes me that the ambitions of the first year curriculum are certainly not small, right? They're trying to accomplish a lot in a fairly compressed period of time, and yet it seems like people get a lot of value out of that learning experience.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that I enjoyed about first year was that I always felt very passionate after coming out of classes, because the professors are very passionate about the subject matter that they're teaching, and it just seeps through into what you're learning as well. And so that was one of the things that I really liked about my first year.
So now you're second year students. Mm-hmm. We're recording this in February. Probably see graduation out there on the horizon somewhere, maybe. Maybe.
Hopefully, yes.
So talk about the sort of transition from first year to second year. We've talked with other people on this, but I always think it's interesting. You know, come into the second year, you're taking electives now, you're choosing your classes. You may have a little bit more space and time to become even more involved in extracurricular activities. What has the second year been like for you? Let's start with you, Maddie.
Interesting. Second year has also been pretty challenging for the first half anyways. We're now on sort of the downhill part of things, so things have definitely slowed down. But the first half of it was this thing of overcommitting to extracurriculars, or shall I say committing to over to extracurriculars that I really cared about and things that were near and dear to my heart, such as Darden African Business Organization and Darden Stories, which is another platform that I'm a part of, and Impact Investing Club, and all these different things that I think, oh my God, like so many great opportunities. And that's kind of one of the things about Darden, especially when you walk into your second years, is that it proliferates from being this experience of like classes three times a day, core, all of this, to electives, all these amazing classes you can take and all these amazing opportunities you can be a part of and all these conferences you can go to. So picking and choosing is really, really pivotal. And I don't know if I did that very well in the summer, although I did try to source a lot of advice from the outgoing second year. So my second year was still an experience that was pretty challenging. But I think what I've realized about myself after having gone through, like, I guess a year and a half of commitment and work, is that I just like doing things. I just like overcommitting, and maybe that's just part of my DNA. And that's not a terrible thing. And I did get a lot out of it. So it was an interesting sort of self-exploration that I was doing once I got to Darden and seeing all the opportunities it offers and wanting to be a part of everything.
Well, I don't think you're the first second-year student to be on here who sort of embraced overcommitting here on the Darden Admissions Podcast. It seems like a thing that happens with a lot of second-year students. You know, business school flies by. I know there are probably times when it feels quite long, but, you know, some intense weeks or things that you're trying to juggle a lot. But the reality is, like, it's just 2 years, and you get to where you are. I mean, you've done a lot in a pretty compressed period of time. And so I think there's at some point people feel like, oh, man, I want to do this and this and this and this. And I only have 2 years to do all of this while I'm here.
Yeah. So picking and choosing very wisely is part of the lesson here, too. But it's been good.
So, Sundara, how about you? What's second year been like for you?
It's been great. I was talking to one of my friends recently about how you hear about second year being much easier and having a lot more free time. But like Methi said, there's so much more to do. So it's like you have more free time away from classes, but you just have more time to do other things at Darden that are longer as well. And so for me, it's been fun being able to explore other parts of my personality outside of like finance and accounting and DA. And I've really taken some very interesting classes and gotten a chance to also meet with other members of the class of 2020 that weren't necessarily in my section in first year as well. So I've really enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, I start to hear around this time of year a lot of second year students talking about getting to know all of their classmates and sort of focusing on some of the social opportunities that present themselves, because this is really the last time everybody will be in the same location together. Is that on your mind too as you sort of approach May and graduation?
Yeah, most definitely. There's more pop-up sort of dinners that happen here and there that you just get invited to, because people are now, they've always been super curious about other people in their classes, but have never had an opportunity to just kind of sit down and get to know one another. And Darden people, I think, are great about kind of staying conscious of all the different individuals around them and making connections. So that's something that's coming up, especially like that's ramping up now that everything is sort of ramping down. So it's great. The other piece of the relationship, or the social, I guess not really social aspect of it, but getting to know individuals, is personally for me, I've gotten to know my professors sort of outside of the classroom context and just sort of in a life context, like professors that I've had last year that I've really enjoyed conversations with, that I make a conscious effort to email and say, hey, like, let's go for a walk. Let's have coffee. How are you doing? And I think those relationships have the ability to just really last. And so I'm making conscious efforts to sort of invest in relationships with my professors too.
Absolutely. So we invited both of you here to talk about DABO, the Darden African Business Organization. You're both leaders in this organization. Sundara, what was your motivation? Why get involved with this organization as a leader in your second year?
So for me, one of the things that I really wanted to be able to do at Darden was be able to educate people on what the business opportunities are on the continent of Africa and educate people on how different it is doing business across different African countries. And I think that that's something that people don't necessarily see, because we don't really talk about all the nuances in different countries. And so for me, being able to be a leader and create events where people can learn those things was very important.
How about you, Methi?
definitely. I completely resonate with everything Sundara said. I think the other portion of Darden African Business Org is to also make sure to create kind of a space for African students that are either coming straight from the continent or that have lived here for a while, like myself and Sundara, and always kind of looking to connect to things that are back home and sort of to bring that educational piece forward for our classmates.
So let's talk about some of the events that you've hosted this year or you will host this year, what you have planned in the months ahead. What's on the calendar? What's been on the calendar?
So I'll let Methy talk about Africa Business Week. But one of the things, like Methy said, we want to provide a space for African students to connect. So one of the things we did was have a potluck in, I think, November around Thanksgiving, where everybody could come, bring food from whatever country they're from or whatever country they're interested in. So people get a taste of that. And that was very interesting. Our biggest event was Africa Business Week, which Methy will highlight. And we had it at the end of January, so a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so that was our sort of biggest event for the year as a board. Like, that was the thing that we were working towards since we came in last February. And it's essentially a week that you can see it as like sort of a conference that's stretched out over the course of a week that highlights everything that we talked about. So businesses in Africa, different economies that are there. Sort of we brought forward entrepreneurs that are African that are working in the U.S. And also, I think one of our entrepreneurs was from Cameroon and he ran a payment platform there. And so we sort of got to the talking about how what it's like to build a venture where they are and like what it's like to build a venture who they are, sort of like building on their identity piece as well as where they are as well. And I think one of the best events that we had for Africa Business Week that was the opening one was called East Meets West in Africa, that talks about sort of the Chinese influence on African development and sort of what that means for U.S. strategy, because that's what U.S. strategy is based on right now under this administration. And so it was an interesting conversation brought forward by a fellow from Center for Global Development named Jude Moore. Yes.
And he's also a former Minister of Public Works for Liberia as well, which is very interesting and impressive.
Yeah, so it was a very engaging conversation on that topic that I think we were sort of hearing is coming up on so many different facets of Darden conversations. And that's kind of exactly what we were hoping, was to push that needle a little bit when it comes to how people understand Africa and how they talk about the different countries in Africa, because we always say,
Africa is not a country.
Exactly. It's a thing.
I imagine you all have had to make that point a few times. It sounds
like
a lot
of times.
More than you'd like to admit.
So that all sounds first of all, it sounds incredible, the week that you had and all the programming that you had planned out. And the social aspect, obviously, for all the clubs and organizations, it provides a community within a community. And it sounds like that's the case with Dabo as well. Anything that you're looking forward to? Anything planned for the coming weeks? Or, as you think about Dabo going forward, are there any plans or goals that the organization has?
Quite a few. Actually, this week we have unadmitted students kind of kickback event. The day at Darden's happening this week, where admitted students are coming in. So we have an event that's planned out with Black Students Business Organization and
Hispanic America Network at Darden.
It's also called HAND, which I think is funny. So it's HAND, BBSA, and Dabo that are putting together this event to welcome students. But sort of in the long run, we just kind of want to keep doing the momentum that we started out with for Africa Business Week, I would say is one of the biggest Africa Business Week that Darden has seen, at least in recent history that we know of. So we want to sort of continue the momentum to keep that going, bring more speakers on ground. Obviously, we have to hand our leadership over to the next generation. So we just kind of want to empower them and
And I think one of the things, so today we were talking with our first year liaison, and one of the things she brought up was the fact that first years who had come to the Africa Business Week events we had were talking about some of the things that the speakers had spoken about in class. And that's what we want to be able to happen going forward. We want to be able to enrich conversations about doing business in Africa. And so we want to be able to continue to support incoming classes as they try to build this and push it forward as well. And maybe hopefully we'll start helping with cases at Darden on African businesses on the African continent and stuff. But that's kind of what we're thinking about going forward.
We actually do have a classmate that is part of our board who's currently traveling throughout sort of South Africa, Cameroon, Guinea, and I think he's hitting up Ethiopia as well. And he's going to be writing a case on private equity in Africa that's hopefully going to be part of the Darden curriculum at some
point. Fingers crossed.
Yep.
Wow, just traveling around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's his class for Q3.
He has a great life.
I think that's pretty incredible. Yeah. Good for him. I imagine you have him speak with the group when he returns about some of his experiences.
We should do that.
Yeah, maybe. Why not? He will have just visited quite a few places, and just the diversity of that experience and understanding business and just being immersed there.
Maybe that will be our next event, and we might invite you.
Oh, man. I can only hope I end up on the list. So I want a little bit of an aside here, Menti, but one of the things is obviously I host a couple of admissions podcasts. I'm a story person, right? I enjoy hearing people's stories and their motivations and, you know, what they've accomplished here and what they hope to accomplish going forward. Darden Stories has struck me as like such an incredible thing. And I want to give it a little bit of airtime here. Obviously, you do a whole episode about this, but talk a little bit more about Darden Stories.
Yeah, I would love to. I would say Darden Stories is one of the most sacred places at Darden. So just to kind of sort of give you a background, it was started by Olamide and Carlos, who are classes of 17 and 18, who really felt like Darden needed a space where deeper, more meaningful conversations need to start happening, and sort of a place that is safe and people can come and be vulnerable. And so it just started out as like sort of this event that started out on the upstairs of the library, where Olamide just invited people to tell, you know, a personal, very deep story about, you know, themselves, their lives, people in their lives. And so it just kind of grew from there as a community, got passed down, and it got passed down to me and another classmate, Moralike. So it's pretty much a platform where people come in and they really open up and they tell a story about their lives and that they want to tell. And it opens up this wide conversation of like sort of humanity, like who are we as human beings and not necessarily business school students or people that are recruiting or people that are doing, you know, XYZ with their futures, but just people that are going through some tough times, that are willing to open up and have a conversation about sort of what that growth process looks like or how we're dealing with certain happenings in our lives. And it's a really, really special place, that you see sort of like humanity, kindness, love, like all of it sort of come out into display. It's a platform that pops up. It happens in the iLab. We try to make it once a week, and then it disappears and people continue that conversation onwards. And there's been many, many meaningful relationships that came out of that with the storytellers and the people that just arrived to hear stories and share and reflect. And
That is incredible. I think one of the things, having been around grad students, both in a law school environment and now business school environment, it can be hard for people to be vulnerable in these kind of environments, right? Because you have a lot of high-achieving, high-performing people. People tend to feel like they're expected to have it together all the time. And to create a space where you can say, look, you know, maybe I'm not doing all right, or, you know, I've had a hard time with this, or this is one of the things I struggle with. That's a very powerful thing.
Yeah, it's a very, very powerful platform, honestly. And people just open up and you see that achievement-oriented environment just kind of dissolve when you walk into Darden Stories, and people just become people. It just becomes all about sharing stories, which is the most powerful thing you could do.
Thank you for walking us through that. I did want to make some time for that because I think you're the first person I've had on the podcast who has been involved from a leadership standpoint. Although Moralike has been on the podcast, but it was before she was leading this Darden story. So I wanted to just give you a little bit of airtime for it because I think it's a really cool thing. So we have some listeners in Africa. We know this through the grapevine, people reporting back via email. Like, I'm listening to the podcast. What would you want students who are either African descent, listening to this or based in Africa, to sort of know about the Darden community here?
Sandara?
One of the things I would say is that the darting community is what you make of it. You will have an amazing time if you embrace all the different opportunities available. In the beginning, it will be a little challenging because you're trying to adjust to the culture, you're trying to adjust to like the case method, you're trying to adjust to all of these things. But Darden is so supportive about helping you through that process that even if it's difficult, you will feel the warmth as you try to make your way through. So just be open. And the other thing I would say is don't be nervous about or shy about asking for help. If you need help, like talk to second years or like alumni. Everyone has been through the process and professors have supported second years and first years through the process. So they know how to provide you with the foundation that you need.
Absolutely. I couldn't have worded that better. I would say find your allies early on. Darden is obviously, you know, we can't speak about how great it is enough times. But when we step into, you know, you asked us how was first year, my first reaction was, whew, it was tough, right? So getting through that time requires finding those people who are your allies. So coming in and just finding the people that are going to be on your corner is going to be very important. But once you do that, Darden offers endless possibilities. And it just becomes what you make of it. And you can always, the opportunities that it gives you are just incredible. So you just have to make sure you take care of that. But you can only take care of that if you take care of yourself well. So I would say that for people.
And I imagine Dabo is a natural place for people to go as you sort of think about, you know, making connections here in the community and getting to know people. And that also happens, you know, there's so many ways that I think about all the intentionality around the sort of pre-matriculation process and Darden before Darden and orientation programming and just what happens first year, the section, you know, the way that the class is sort of broken down, you get a learning team. There are other ways to make connections too, but student organizations are always a natural place to start.
Yeah.
So after you graduate, do you have all your plans worked out? Do you know where you're heading from a career standpoint? Metti, do you know where you'll be working?
Yes, I will be joining the Bain DC office.
Nice.
Yep.
Did you know that you wanted to be a consultant when you came in, or was that in a sort of evolving thing?
No, it was an evolving thing. I did not know I wanted to be a consultant. I interned with Pepsi in marketing. I thought marketing was very exciting. Came back and pivoted a little bit to consulting, and that's where I'll be.
Nice. Well, we've had many conversations here on the podcast about recruiting being a two-year process, and that I think there's a lot of energy focused on the first year and the internship. It's been a pretty consistent mantra from second-year students who've come on, who said, like, look, that's just information gathering, right? You're still evaluating things, and there are great opportunities in the second year if you wanted to go back through the interview process. Whether it's, you know, I kind of want to see what else is out there, sort of just make sure that I'm certain that this is what I want to do, or I had my internship and I've decided I want to do something else. A lot of great opportunities.
Definitely. Completely agree.
How about you, Sandora?
Yeah, I'll be working with Clark Construction in Bethesda, so kind of near Metti, in internal strategy as well. So.
Did you know you wanted to have that kind of role, that kind of company? Is that an evolving thing for you?
It evolved. So when I applied to Darden, I actually got in 2017 and I wanted to go into VC. And then I got in and decided I wanted to still be in the real estate space. And I interned in real estate development with Graystar. And I realized I liked the strategy piece. So then I pivoted into consulting with a construction company.
All right. Doing a little bit of strategy then.
Yes.
All right. Well, I know how busy you are. It's well documented from this conversation. You're people with very full plates. And so appreciative of your taking time out of your day to be here to share more about your stories and your background and also all the great things that Dabo is doing to sort of enrich the community here and sort of spur conversation and learning. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
Thank you for having us here. We had a great time.
And that was my interview with Metti Ibera and Sandara Oyakola, two second-year students in our class of 2020. As always, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like for us to cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. We can be reached at Darden, that's D-A-R-D-E-N, at virginia.edu. And until next time, stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening.